Moncrief on News Talk.
What's in a name? That which we call a rose by any other word would smell as sweet. Those of you who know your Shakespeare will immediately recognise that quote from Romeo and Juliet. But how much truth is there in it? Is your name intrinsically part of your personality, or is it an incidental element of who you are? Writer and filmmaker Molly Fiori has been contemplating this very question in today's Irish Times. She joins me now. Good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
Talk to me about this piece you wrote about your name and your relationship to your own name.
I mean, it's been brewing for a good 6 years now. Festering because Molly May, the Love Island star, made her debut on the show back in 2019, I think. And she ended up with the boxer Tommy Fury. And so people started going, calling her Molly Fury and coming to me, telling me that someone was edging in on my territory. And it's been annoying me for years. And I've been keeping track of their relationship. They broke up for a while. I thought I had it back, but they're back together again now. So I guess it was the experience of people comparing me to her, not physically, but in terms of my name, and saying, oh God, okay, so you're just like Molly May, was starting to grate on me. It was a name, you know, I obviously grew up with and enjoyed having. People always seem to comment on it. And it just made me think about, you know, has your name really anything to do with you, or is it just something your parents kind of whimsically choose of a day?
So you did like your name at yeah. one point, and maybe you've complicated feelings about it now yeah. because of Molly May and Tommy Fury.
Sure. I mean, I definitely went through what I think a lot of kids go through at some point, which is the idea that maybe they could have come up with a better name. But I suppose your confirmation is where you do your correcting there. And then, yeah, it was just something people would always comment on it, like teachers, secretaries, receptionists, postmen. They always seemed intrigued by it. I don't know, I guess, you know, it's Molly Fury. It's not exactly obscure either name, but maybe together they just would catch people's attention. So it was something that had become a point of pride that at least I'd have that as a good kind of icebreaker in a conversation or whatever.
Yeah.
But now suddenly they don't care about the name. They just care about Love Island.
It's like, what did your parents know back in that day that they were like, there's going to be this huge power couple from Love Island? The reality show didn't even exist at that point. They're like, wait, we've got something. We've got it. Crazy. How do you feel then about not being the only Molly Fiori? Now, she might not even take his name. It's the thing when they get married, but it's yeah. probably, it's too late because they're in the relationship anyway. But how do you feel about not being like not the most famous Molly Fiori?
I mean... Yeah, and I'm pretty famous as it is, but yeah, I mean, initially quite threatened. That's where the piece came from. I thought, oh my God, she's taking it, and like, how am I going to identify myself if I'm just living in her shadow? But I suppose in the piece, I was really looking at, you know, maybe there's a camaraderie to be found in sharing a name with people. I was crowdsourcing amongst my friends. You know, I have like 5 different friends called Aoife, and I was asking them, you know, how do you cope with constantly meeting fellow Aoifes? And one of them pointed out that it can actually be quite a pleasant experience, and you sometimes find, you know, it's interesting to see what they've done with it. They could have a completely different personality and different life story, but they share the same thing that they signify themselves by. So I started thinking about it maybe in those terms of it would be interesting to have as many Molly Furies in the one room to see what we've all made of it, and what stamp we've put in it, and how much it's maybe shaped us.
Because that's the thing, I feel like when I meet a Fionnuala, we're immediately kindred spirits because I don't meet them that often. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. I'm like, where have you been all my life that you're not here with me right now? How do you feel about this thought that maybe our name can affect the course of our life? You have someone in popular culture recently, Trisha Paytas, known for giving her children out their names, we'll say. That's the polite way to say it. Her son, she recently named Aquaman. Like, and that's obviously at the extreme end of the scale. But do you really think it can kind of affect where these people go in their lives?
Yeah, I mean, someone was telling me recently about a pair of brothers that she knew called Ethan and Maverick. And Ethan was like the most boring, straight-laced, sensible man. And Maverick was the rebel child of the family. And I was saying, well, obviously with a name like Maverick, like you can hardly be boring. You have to kind of live up to it. So I don't know, nominative determinism is both hard to say and interesting to think about, because I guess in some ways you probably are shaped by what your name kind of says about you, or what people maybe assume about it, even if you go against what that is or fulfill it.
What makes a good name then, in your opinion?
God, that's a huge question.
Million dollar question.
It is. And you'd think I'd know. It's such a great name. But, you know, I was asking my dad this. I thought, well, did you know when you were naming me that this was going to be a solid name? And he said it was all whim and they hadn't decided it until I was born and was just like, ah, yeah, that'll work. So maybe the key is actually going with no plan and all whim.
All whim.
Yeah.
No that plan, might be the no secret. Yeah. I love it. I love it. Do you feel extra responsibility then? I don't want to assume. Maybe you want to have children. Maybe you don't. So we're just going to put this out there. In the event that you do and you have children, do you feel an extra responsibility now in naming them?
Hugely. Oh my God. I've enjoyed the benefit of this name all my life. I need to pass on that joy. So I don't know. I'll make sure they keep my second name anyway and then we'll go from there.
Like Fury is a great last name.
It's a pretty solid name.
Really just a shame about Miley May and Tommy Fury that they're encroaching so much on your turf.
But I'm just hoping to talk enough about it that people will know me as the Molly Fury.
I'm here. I'm joining this crusade. Molly Fury, writer and filmmaker, thank you so much for joining me in studio today.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.